Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of Trundlebed Tales. I am your host, Sarah Utoff, and here at Trundlebed Tales, we do a podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder one-room school food history and other social history. And with that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping.
But if you hear that sound, which is the noise made by washing metal plates in a metal wash tub on the stove, then you know it's time for a little housekeeping. And here on Trundlebed Tales, our housekeeping means giving you the information you may need about the show. If you ever want to listen to an episode live, but you don't want to just stream it through the computer, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. You can also use those same numbers to call in and ask a question and otherwise be on the show. Just make sure that you hit 1 when they ask you to, so the little symbol comes up and I know you have a question so that you want to talk. Anytime you're streaming an episode, you can also join in the chat room. Unless there's some technical issue, I always open it up. You'll find you have the easiest time accessing the chat room if you log in, either using your Facebook login or if you go ahead and create a Blog Talk Radio account. The account is free and makes it easier to do several things, including sign up to follow shows and get an email anytime a new episode is scheduled or is archived and you can listen to the stream. If you enjoy Trundlebed Tales, then you can find us many other places around the web as well. Besides appearing on the podcast, there's also a Trundlebed Tales YouTube channel that has both travel diaries and short films about things related to Laura, like a video of what it's like to wade in Plum Creek and one of Shirley Knockmoose ringing the church bell, that's right, pause bell, in Walnut Grove. You can also find our page on Facebook and like it, our Twitter account, and I also have a Laura Ingalls Wilder interest group on LinkedIn, and you can find us there, too. So there's always more Laura things to talk about. I hope you enjoy the show and that you will take the time to comment, to like our pages, and to let us know what it is you like or don't about the show.
Well, as far as what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month, we have a lot of cancellations. A lot of events have been canceled, and the ones that are remaining, we're still, just like everybody else, trying to figure out if events are going to be allowed this summer or fall or not. Hopefully, we'll all be past this, but until we know, we can't tell you, sadly, and a lot of decisions are being made in the probably next few weeks. In terms of doing something Laura-related, you can also look on the Trundlebed Tales YouTube channel, which I've been trying to put 2 new episodes a week, and also on the Trundlebed Tales Facebook page, where I've been uploading my new series, Laura in a Minute. And I am And the other big thing is to attend the daily read-alongs on Allison Ungram's Facebook page of the Little House series. I did an interview with her on Monday, and it went real well, so I hope you listen to that. And I guess that is all of our housekeeping. Now, unfortunately, I am supposed to be interviewing Nicholas Inman today, who is the director of the Mansfield Home site, and he was supposed to call in at 11, which he doesn't seem to have done yet. So I sent him an email and a reminder on Facebook, so hopefully he will call in very soon, and if not, we will have to set up a different time. But I can talk about my recent trip to Mansfield for a while. I was down there in September for Wilder Days. It had been my goal to get down there, and I just decided, you know, if I don't pick a date and go, the trip's not going to happen. So I decided Wilder Days would be as good a days as any, and I'd be able to hear Pa's Fiddles, so we went down for it. I hadn't been there for at least 10 years, and there had been a lot of changes. They have, since I was down there, built a visitor center and museum space and archives, so they actually have a working archive now. They've added some specialized staff, and Gene Cody, who had been directly involved with managing the museum since the 1960s, though she wasn't the director until, that must have been the 90s when she took over as director. But anyway, she's been there a really long time, so we were excited to see what changes were there. It really kind of surprised me when I came in. They've changed the entrance. So even though there's still a drive in front of the Rocky Ridge Farmhouse, the entrance you're supposed to take is over by the museum. And I almost drove past it because I wasn't expecting it yet. The museum visitor center looks like it is built to resemble a barn. You go in, and the front room is the lobby and the gift store. And then there's a video room you go into. And from the video room, you go on into the display room. And they have one big, fairly large space that has the exhibits on them. Now, there's also besides the stuff that is on display, that takes you back into the gift shop for leaving, and then you go over to on a guided tour to the Rocky Ridge Farmhouse. The farmhouse itself doesn't look like it's changed a lot since I was there the last time, but they were having an issue with the second floor that the fire marshal had said that they couldn't let people go up to the second floor without having a second exit possible. So that was one of the things we were going to talk about today. And the old museum building is still there, but no longer has exhibits in it or anything, and it's closed to the public. Right next to it is Almanzo's old workshop, which was the director's office for quite a while, and they have an exhibit in it now of old farm supplies or tools. And including a workbench that is very like Almanzo's. There, the walk between the Rock House and Rocky Ridge is open, and you can take it now, and it's actually paved, and you can follow between the two houses. And it took me about 17 minutes to do it. I'm not a fast walker. It might take you more or less time. And at the far end is the Rock House. And the Rock House is the second place you can tour. It has some furniture in it, but for the most part, they're just it's just the actual space itself, and they're walking you through where Laura lived. And I am continuing to hope that Mr. Inman is going to call in. And I'm just not finding that he is doing it, which is not a happy thought at all. Let's see, what else can I tell you about that? I was there for the Wilder dinner because, as I said, I figured it was now or never if I was going to get it done last year. And since I was going to be there for the event, I thought I had better, might as well take in all there was to see. So I got both the Wilder dinner and also the added private reception. Now, the Wilder dinner, they've been doing for a couple years now as a fundraiser. So far, they have had cast members from the NBC television show there. This last year, it was Allison Arngrim. And they have a meal at the high school. It involved they played Pfaff's fiddle. There was some singing. This time, they had a medley from the local theater company down in Springfield, because they were doing Little House in the Prairie, the play, in the coming month, or the musical, which is now available for public service or public performance rights. So if you know somebody in a theater who might be interested in doing that, I be aware that that is available. And then they did an auction. And it was a live auction, and it was not a well-managed auction. They really needed more people to call bids. I think they could have gotten a lot more money if they'd been paying attention to the crowd more. But they had a nice auction and raised some money, and then they went to... the speaker spoke, and it ended up being kind of a late night before I got back home. I did the reception before that, and the reception actually, for the most part, was in the museum. They had some just beautiful Laura-themed cookies, and then and refreshments. And then you could go through the display area with not too many people there. And I actually answered some questions for people who were there. And then went over to Rocky Ridge. And my favorite part of the pre-thing was that I got a photo taken with Allison in front of the fireplace at Rocky Ridge. And considering that I had considered making a trip down there for their Christmas show just to get a picture in front of that fireplace, that alone made it worth it. But this is their ongoing project, and hopefully it will continue to be a good fundraiser. And apparently it's been 15 minutes, and I am not seeing any sign of Mr. Inman calling in. So I am disappointed to tell you, but unless he calls in the next minute or two, we are going to have to just assume he isn't coming today, which is unfortunate because he picked the time. But the best we can do is the best we can do. And so I guess we are going to have a part two of this interview where we actually have him. In the meantime, I guess if you're wanting to see more about Mansfield, I would recommend that you take a look at the Trundlebed Tales YouTube channel, because I have the first couple days of my trip to Mansfield done in terms of videos. So you can go ahead and watch them. This Friday, I'm going to be posting a video of the full-length walk of the trail between the Rock House and Rocky Ridge. And hopefully we'll get Mr. Inman back on here for another try and actually be able to make a connection. So thank you for joining me today, and we will hopefully be back another day with the interview. Thank you for checking in with us at Trundlebed Tales, and I am looking forward to hearing the full interview too. Have a good day, and remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.